Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. It was an impromptu performance about 6 years ago at the Station Inn in Nashville, Tennessee, that brought Dale Ann Bradley, Tina Adair, Deanie Richardson, Gina Britt and Beth Lawrence together on stage for the first time. They knew it was magic from the start, and the part-time band known as Sister Sadie was formed. Today, listen to my lively conversation with all five as we talk about this exciting all-female band.
So I appreciate all of you joining me today, and I won't keep you. I know that you all are different places at the moment, so I assume that means you're currently not playing together as Sister Sadie right now?
No, not at the second.
We just got back off of the road, though, and went our separate ways this earlier this week.
Well, I know all of you have separate careers and kind of different things that you've done all along. Tell me how this whole thing got together as Sister Sadie. And I don't know who to direct it to, so just whoever feels led to chime in, go ahead.
Well, I think Dylan and me and Gina and Beth were the original combo, and then we added Tina later. Go ahead, Dale.
Well, there was a Lynn Barber that used to work at the Station Inn that's passed away. Has kind of had
Ann Sawyers.
I'm sorry, honey. Ann Sawyers. She kind of had this in her mind, I think, the whole time, and been wanting to put something like that together. And so she called Gina, I think it was, and we kind of got together for a Station Inn date, and it kind of went from there.
And if I understand correctly, this was only supposed to be a one-time thing, right? This wasn't supposed to continue after that?
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, Gina.
This is what happens, see, when we're all off.
This will be as much fun to listen to as it is to conduct it.
I was just going to say, you're right. We weren't planning on doing any more. We kind of did it. We thought it'd be fun, and we'll never forget the first, it was 5:00 in the afternoon. We sat down at the Station Inn to work up some songs to do because we didn't know what we were going to do. And from the first note we hit together, we all just kind of looked around like, okay, here we go. This is pretty good.
That's cool.
It was pretty quite magic. It really was.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah. It's still, and we still do that. We still do that. And every show we get to, when we pull those instruments out and start to warm up and rehearse that first note, all of us look around and we have a couple things that we say that we can't repeat on the radio. but it's pretty damn good.
It makes us happy.
And this is
excited. And
you all have been together how long? How long ago was this?
We're going on 6 years now.
Was in December around Christmas time, 2012.
Oh wow! Okay.
So we're getting on 6 years.
Yeah. And two albums, right? The first one was just self-titled, and the second one is just called Number Two. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Number Two. Yeah.
And I bet if we do a third one, it'll be called Number Three.
Thank you. We're real good. We created
it. We got a title.
We'll get real creative with them.
As the only
thing we can agree on.
Yeah.
Title.
As a band, are you all writing songs for these projects, or are you bringing other material from your other walks in music into the project?
It's kind of a little bit of both, I think. We're
that's a combination.
You know, Tina's wrote some for both projects, and then Deanie and Gina and Mem Best got to get started and write us one too.
Yeah.
How much are you guys touring as Sister Sadie? Is it a big challenge to kind of keep your personal careers and this career separate?
Yeah, I mean, we're playing a lot more. Our original goal with Sister Sadie was, once we decided, hey, maybe we need to take this back to the table and, you know, see if, you know, people started calling us to book us, and we took it back kind of to the table and said, maybe we need to do some dates, you know, play some festivals and such. And so we did, and our goal was kind of start out, let's do a handful of dates a year, you know, and because we do have other schedules, you know, Dylan has her own band, and Gina at that time was playing in another band and has a full-time job as well. And I have a full-time job working at a university here. Beth works, and Deanie teaches and plays, you know, and all of that. So we didn't have a whole lot, you know, but as we put out our first album and then now our second album, that tour schedule has really grown, and you know, we're up to, you know, about 25 dates a year now, which is a lot more than we originally anticipated.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've been really fortunate and blessed to, you know, for the people reaching out to us and wanting, you know, wanting to have us. And one thing we knew we never probably would be able to go over, you know, like 25 dates a year, but we want to try to reach all of the different regions in like the U.S. And so far we've been able to do that this year. That was very important to us, to try to make it an event where, you know, our fans, that if we had fans out on the, you know, West Coast or whatever, they could come out and see us and only have to drive a little bit and not, you know. So we opened up our tour this year in Blythe, California, and we've been everywhere from Kansas to the state of Washington to New York, and now we just come back from Maine and New Jersey in the Delaware Valley. I'm going to Virginia this year, and Kentucky and North Carolina and stuff. So we, you know, we're trying to hit as much as we can at the different regions of the U.S. to, you know, hopefully get out to where, you know, the people who are our fans and bought our music and that sort of thing can at least, you know, and they have to drive just a little, or, you know, we'll be close enough for them that they can do that.
How hard is it logistically to get the five of you together and rehearse? Do you do some of it by long distance, you know, phone, Facebook, Skype kind of thing? Or do you have a season or a time where you get together and kind of work out what the shows are going to look like before you go out? did I step into a beehive?
No.
Can't you hear that?
You know, yeah, usually right before we go on stage or the record button is pushed.
So it's 10 minutes warm up and let's go, right?
That's it.
This last record, we did most of those songs we worked up in the studio day of. So
really? Okay.
we're all running different directions, so we just, when we do get together, we try to accomplish as much as we can.
Yeah. I would think, though, as musicians, being able to do it and have it feel so fluid and comfortable like that, because of the experience that you all have each had individually, to be able to come together as a group like that and kind of have it click must really be something special to be a part of.
That's what was the very first thing that we realized. But, too, we've all
picked together for 25 years. You know, I mean, all right, and off, okay. You know, Deanie and I have played together, and Gina and Tina and Beth on all, you know, occasions that we've got together through the years, and we're kind of locked in to know what the person's going to do,
mm-hmm.
I think. I feel that from the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really magical. It really is. It's unlike, you know, any band I've played with. We just...
Me too.
It feels great. Yeah. We all anticipate what's happening or what's going to happen on stage most of the time, and it's just one of those things that we don't really have to be together all the time, which makes it even more special when we do.
Yeah.
And we get that first note. It's just, the drive is there. We're all like, oh, hell yeah, let's go do this.
Yeah. Well, a band and a combination of people is just like any kind of relationship, you know, whether it be personal, professional. If there's chemistry there, it works.
That's right,
and that's where you're supposed to be at that time. You know,
yeah, and there's some serious chemistry amongst the five of those girls, and you know, and it just works. It just happens, and we love it. And you know, we grin from the time we start playing to the time we stop. You know, and that's important. That's what keeps us coming back to it each time. So,
yeah, we really do. We lean on each other, and We're there for each other. That's not a cliche statement. Mm-hmm. Musically and every other way, yeah. So there's a camaraderie there that has been developed through the years that's just, it's unbreakable.
Yeah. And we could change up a configuration of Future State and it wouldn't be the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take one person out of that element, you take one element out of it, and for some reason it just doesn't, you know,
nope.
It doesn't sound the same, and that's what's interesting about it, and I think it is all of it combined, the you know, from what Dale-Ann's speaking out to the, from the personal to the professional, you know, of kind of leaning on each other, and, you know, we're just really like sisters, we really are.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we fight.
Because I'm the bass. So,
yeah. How difficult is it to hold it back? You mentioned trying to keep it at around 25 dates a year, and you know, we talked about you all having other things to do, but it sounds like that this is truly is something special. I wonder how hard it is to kind of put a lid on it and not let it grow bigger than what it already has.
Well, I tell you why, because we're all getting old. And I step down the road, and I see his legs start swelling up on me, and I can't drive. I remember how they were out and swinging around. So, anyhow, that's what's holding it back.
Yeah.
it is hard. It is hard to not want to go out and do full time and everything for us, I think, you know, but at the same time, we've also made it a point that we think with this much space in between the scheduling, it gives us always an excitement and a reason to come back together to want to go do it. We made a pact with each other that if we ever got to the point where it's like, oh my God, I got to go play this show with Sister Sadie, that we would stop doing it, you know? And, you know, we're still just as excited to go. You know, the travel part, traveling's hard. Traveling's rough. Traveling's hard on anybody. Any band does not have this time. It's not an easy, you know, it's not an easy road, you know, per se. But, you know, for us to, you know, we're always so excited to play music with each other for each show. And I think having a little bit of that space in the schedule has allowed that, too.
Yeah,
so.
And you all are on Pinecastle, right? And it sounds like that they have been very supportive of the traditional style approach that you guys are wanting to take with this.
We couldn't ask for anybody that has been any better to us than Pinecastle. They're just, you know, our ideas, we execute them and they're right behind them, and we talk to them, you know, artists and label. It's the rapport there is wonderful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And the new record has been out how long? Has it been a while or not quite out yet all the way?
August the 24th was the drop date for it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's brand new for you guys then. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Is the, what kind of space do you like to leave between projects? This is number two for you guys in about, what, 5 or 6 years? How long do you like to let this marinate before you start working on a new project?
Actually, I think it's only just been a couple years for us on a project.
Okay.
Between
it was a while before we recorded. You know, we'd been together a couple years before we recorded.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and then we all got, you know, we're recording in between there with Deanie's album, and Gina starts hers and mine, and then Tina's got one in the works in the future, and I'm sure Beth's got things too. So in between that, you know, we're doing that. I don't know, it kind of, the time kind of picks itself. It's like, well, we're ready to go back in, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, cool. Yep. Cool. Well, that's great. Well, the new album is two, and it's just out. How can people find it and reach out to each one of you, or is there a Sister Sadie landing page where they can get to your music and learn more about you?
Tina, why don't you tell them about that?
Yeah, there's a landing page. It's if you go to I tell this from the stage, so I'm going to tell you too.
Okay,
so, you
great,
know,
great.
The website is SisterSadieBand.com.
Okay.
That's where they can find everything. But I tell everybody from the stage that band part is very important, because you type in SisterSadie.com, we're not responsible for what happens at that point.
Okay.
So there's some separate little buttons you guys can click on.
And it ain't none of
us. And all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I promise
and
you.
And it ain't none of us.
Take no claim to the other one, right?
Yeah, I take no claim to that one. So.
Yeah.
But SisterSadieBand.com has our tour schedule and has where you can buy our you know our music and merch and all that kind of stuff and keep up with what's going on. Also, we got all the social media outlets, the Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. So we've got all that so they can follow us. On those, and then also if you're you know into the digital downloads and all that rather than the physical copy, you can also do you know iTunes, Google Play, all of the outlets there digital.
Good. Well, I certainly appreciate
Gina,
y'all.
Were you saying something? I'm sorry, I kept letting in, but Gina, were you saying something?
No, I was just saying that ain't none of us on that website.
Sounds like that's a good place to leave it right there.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I sure appreciate all of you taking a few minutes to stop in and say hey to us and take the time to answer some questions, and certainly wish you all the best as Sister Sadie and your own careers too.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.